comes to who and what he is and why he is here. Now, in our study of stress, anxiety, and depression, SAD, we studied the importance of identifying who and what you are in Christ. Many people experience stress, anxiety, and depression because they're relating their life and its circumstances with their existence now on earth. People, the way to start curing all of that is to start identifying who you are in Christ, and the importance of the things of this earth just start going into the shadows, as weird as that may sound. Starts going into the shadows, and the anxiety and the pressure and the depression start lightening up. Just by beginning to understand, wait a minute, I'm not this person or that person that I have this mask on that I think I am. I am really who I am in Christ. And what is going on in my life is not contradictory to that. I've got to make decisions based upon who and what I am in Jesus Christ. Then in point three, if he does not fulfill his mission, his purpose for coming into the earth, people, then there is no reason for his even coming to earth at all. If at this moment of decision, our decision for him, moment of decision, if he chooses to pray the prayer, deliver me from this hour, then there was no reason for him even coming. It takes the incarnation, all the wondrous stories of the virgin birth, all the great work of the Holy Spirit impregnating Mary, all the things that went on, they're all for naught. If at this moment he decides not to go to the cross, there is no reason for his coming to earth. There is no reason for his perfect sinless life. People, he didn't come to heal a few people. Be sure we understand that. He didn't come to heal a few people. Well, Jesus is about taking care of the poor, taking care of the sick. No. People, if he did, he's a failure because he's at the pool, Bethesda, and what did he do? He healed one man. There are hundreds around there sick. He heals one. If he came to heal, he's a failure only. All those things are credit cards taking him up to who and what he is and going to the cross. He did not come to bring peace between men on earth. He didn't come to bring about all this because remember what he said, I bring division. I divide husband, wife, parent, child, attitude toward Christ. He came to establish peace between man and God. That's what he came to do. He came to establish peace between man and God. He came to demonstrate the love of God to mankind. People, think about this. If he doesn't go to the cross, we don't understand love. We have a failure in understanding God's love. He is a demonstration of the love of God.